11th parak of Shabbos Mishnah Gimel, we continue the halachas of carrying. We mentioned before that if you throw something from Shutta Yochad to Shutta Ram Yochai, not only if you actually walk out with it, not only if you throw something from Shutta Yochad to Shutta Ram, but also Derek Abba Amos in Shutta Ram, you throw something for Amos in Shutta Ram, you also chai. But what happens if you lose Derek Abba Amos, the Koyisrael, the Malamethah of Tzvokhin? You took a sticky thing and you threw it 4 amos and it landed on a wall more than 10 tefachim above the ground. So it says kedosh ba'azir. It's equivalent that you threw it in the azir and it did not land, since it was landed above the domain of the shusharam, was more than 10 tefachim. So it's l'matam eser tefachim kedosh ba'aretz. Even though it's not sitting on the ground, it's stuck onto the wall, that's considered that it's munach, it's positioned there, and you're chayes. Azir ba'aretz arba amos chayes. The person threw on the ground 4 amos is chayes. Yeah. As long as it landed on the ground. Or landed less than 10 tefachim away from the ground. And Azel took 4 amos and Gal took 4 amos. He threw only, let's say, 3 amos and then it rolled another 2 amos and he fucked it. Because his intention was not to make his weaker 4 amos. But Azel took 4 amos. He threw more than 4 amos away and his Gal took 4 amos. Then it rolled back into 4 amos. Also, it's chayim because at the time it landed in a position more than 4 amos away, which is considered carrying.